Hello, this is Abbas Idris.
This is Phil Circus.
And together we are OK Land.
It's been a minute.
It has been a while for us.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We won't say how long.
Don't bang your arms on the table.
This has been a Virgo moment.
Okay.
OK Land.
But it has been a while. It has been a while.
There's been a pandemic, the panini.
The panini has been out and about. And I think there's been a lot of transitional changes in the world.
But we're still here.
Some way, somehow. We're still here and we're back on the mic. So we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to call someone and we're going to ask them for the topic of the day.
Yeah, we're going to call our friend Jackie.
Jackie Kali'i'a.
Who is a world famous comedian. Producer extraordinaire.
Amazing bike rider. She's a homie for sure. So we're going to call her.
Yeah.
And hopefully she's free.
And we're going to ask her a topic.
Sounds good.
Will you do the honors?
We'll do. Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
What's up, Jackie?
What's up, Jackie? This is Phil and Abbas.
This is Phil and Abbas. How's it going?
Hi, it's going very well. Happy Sunday. Sunday, right? We're on Sunday.
Yeah, happy Sunday to you, Jackie. Thank you for taking this call and not just assume we were a telemarketer.
Yeah, good.
Or we were calling about the recall. Like, I'm sure you've already voted, so.
I have to vote. I haven't done it yet.
Okay, we'll edit that out.
Okay, sorry.
No worries. Okay, so Jackie, so here's the thing. We would like you to gift us with a topic of the day.
Oh my gosh. This is a lot of pressure, you guys. Like, I want to make sure it's like a good, like a topic that can really get you guys stretching out, you know, and like finding different areas. And oh my gosh. Okay. I'm thinking about relationships. Like, I feel like the topic of the day should be relationships. This is, you know, whenever I'm on stage and I'm doing certain jokes, like the heckles come from the people that get triggered by relationship topics.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm feeling like the topic of the day is going to be communication and relationships.
It's
going to be like when, because, you know, and for all, like, it, you know, early on, like, do you have to overly communicate or early on in relationships, people want to set boundaries and establish kind of protocol and things like that. But like, is it too early to do that kind of stuff?
Mm.
And when do you, you know, this is stuff that I would like love to hear you guys chew on because this is the stuff that I think about regularly. So,
I love it. I love it, Jackie. Thank you. So I'm hearing communication in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jackie, I just want to thank you for making this a 32-hour podcast.
36.
Ooh. That's what Phil is saying. I'm over here thinking, baby girl, thank you. Thank you so much because it will be long-winded. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been us.
Yeah, I want to hear what your guys' nuggets of truth are. Like, okay, this is, you know, because I feel like the both of you have like, pretty, not strong, not hard and fast rules, but I know what the boss says, but like, I think like, it would be really cool to like have, I know that there's going to be some wiggle room for Phil and I want to see what you guys, think.
Okay, romantic relationship.
Communication.
Communication.
In romantic relationships. That's what Jackie, she gave us that little gem.
She don't play.
She doesn't. I thought she was going to say something like smoothies after two or I don't know. But she knows us well. And truly, I think it's a meaningful topic because there is no right answer. This idea of like, what is good communication? I think it depends on people's communication styles and also what people are willing and welcoming in as far as communication.
Communication relationships. I want to say it's an elusive commodity.
Hmm.
I think it's a often thrown around phrase. People say, I want communication, but I think it's a lot harder than people think. I think some people think they're communicating when they're really gaslighting. We both laughed at that.
Yeah. Well, so one of the things Jackie was saying was like, when do you communicate and then how much communication? As Jackie was saying, I have a lot of rules. I have a lot of personal rules, mm-hmm. you know, and they're like rules that I know in my own head. And I will slowly introduce them in a relationship, you know, or at the beginnings of a relationship because as they come up, right? Mm-hmm. So cleanliness is one, you know, like I'm a…
I feel like you went into like out of the realm of communication and more into the realm of this is my list of ultimatums.
Not ultimatums though. They're more like, this is how… Okay, so as someone who claims to value communication, I think it's important for me to say like, oh, these are the things that I've learned about myself. These are the things that seem like they're really important to me.
Don't bang on the table.
Okay.
This has been a Virgo moment.
Just kidding. Okay. Yeah. So I think… So there, it's not ultimatum. So like, for example, I'm a neat person. Mm-hmm. You know, I said clean earlier, cleanliness. But I mean to say neat. I'm a neat person. And I'm okay with other people not being neat.
So are you saying that what comes to mind for you is the idea of having to communicate in relationships that you desire a certain level of cleanliness?
Yeah, yeah.
And you demand a certain level of cleanliness.
Well, it's in my own space. So again, I'm thinking like the beginning stages of a relationship, right? Like an arbitrary number would be like the first couple months where you're just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like new information. That's where I'm like, oh, okay. Like if someone comes to my place is pretty neat. And some of the feedback that I've received has been like, oh, in response to that, they'll be like, oh, my place isn't so neat. You're probably going to judge me. And I'll say, nope, I'm not going to judge you because we're not at a place where I feel like it's necessary, right? Like I think when I'm still getting to know someone, then I can't really make an assessment or a judgment, right?
Yeah.
Is that dishonest though? Is that dishonest that I'm like, it's not an issue yet?
I wonder in relationships, it seems like the longer a relationship goes on, the less you can like tolerate one's level where they're at, you know, with the cleanliness.
Sure.
So it's like, what is it? Does the need for cleanliness displace the lust that's occupying that space earlier in relationships? You know, because like…
Yeah.
Because I think like beginning of relationships, they can be dirty.
They, meaning the other person? Or there's…
No. Just the relationship, I'm saying.
Like, oh.
In the early relationship, probably less showers happening.
That's wild. Okay, so you're… That's interesting. So you're talking about the individual being…
No. Here, I'm not reading it well. What I'm saying is like in the early part of relationship…
Yeah.
You're just doing it everywhere, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay, so
that's another thing though.
Yeah.
So like intimacy, you know what I mean? Like that requires a level of communication. If it's happening…
Okay, here's the thing that communication rubs against this idea that some…
Can we communicate about communication?
Yeah, yeah. I think we have a wish that so much can be like… How much can be unspoken? Because I personally am conflict avoidant. how much can happen unspoken that we just know about each other from picking up circumstantial information by observing the other person? Nah, it doesn't work, you know, so
right.
I'm just gonna say it. In a month it'll be 4 years with me and my girlfriend Jen, and know what she said to me a couple weeks ago?
What did she say?
I'm gonna ask you a boss,
please.
Do you think I'm clean?
I think so. I think that you're pretty
clean. You know what
Jen
said to me after like 4 years of consideration?
What?
I don't know if you're clean as much as you're tidy.
Okay, yeah. Maybe. Okay, so and Jen would know. See, this is the thing, right? Like I might have known you for the X amount of years that I've known you.
Yeah.
But Jen lives with you. You know, let's note that. So yeah, tidy. And what is the difference between tidy and clean?
For her, the tidy is straightening up and clean is like scrubbing the bathrooms on a weekly basis.
Okay. So that's tough to say. I can't really assess that. If I lived with you, maybe it'd be a different story. But I'm looking around. We're actually recording in your home as we speak.
It's clean.
And it feels clean to me.
It like, is clean.
Yeah, it looks clean. It generally looks clean. You know what?
I do this thing that she, okay, here's the thing that really annoys her. It takes me a long time to fold my clothes after they're in the dryer.
Oh, interesting. Do you leave them in the dryer?
Sometimes, or I leave them in the laundry basket. And she sees a pile of clothes, and then I'm not clean, you know, because I got a pile of clothes. Sure. But they're clean clothes.
Right. That sounds more like neatness, potentially.
Anyway, I'm veering off.
No, it's okay though. How is that communicated? I mean, that
Jen came up with this thing. No, she probably heard it on a podcast, the idea of like relationship issues versus roommate issues.
Okay.
And so like the
because you can communicate with the roommate in ways and maybe so take certain liberties.
It's just like delineating it so like there's less weight. And so she says it's a roommate issue. You know, she wishes that I fold the clothes more frequently.
So before Jen lived here, you would just like basically use the dryer as your closet. And you would just go in there and like pick out clothes in the morning.
Yes.
Would you leave it in the dryer though before when you were living alone?
If I'm living alone, I think things would be neat and tidy.
Sure.
But I think I would use the dryer as my clothes closet.
Fair enough. Okay.
Also because like, you know, living by myself, working for myself, I'm not requiring anything that, you know, needs ironing.
Sure. Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, for that, right? In that dynamic, it absolutely makes sense to me. So, you know, how is that communicated? Now that you're living with another person, like how does that shift? And then do you need to communicate like this is how I am or is it something that can change, right? And I don't mean that specifically for you, but just… And that kind of feels beautifully like a low stakes conversation too, which is nice.
It is. It is a beautifully… And it's the kind of conversation that makes me go, I love this relationship.
Yeah.
I love it because I love the communication in our relationship. I'm not speaking for Jen because, you know, and it can be clunky, but to talk about the things we talk about, like we do communicate. Maybe there are a lot of roommate issues, but like, you know, there are dishes to be done, shopping, stuff like that. But we are always communicating. So like there's a balance of roommate duties.
Sure.
Home duties.
Yeah. I think for me, just kind of juxtapositioning that. That may not even be the right word, but in comparison,
I like it.
Yeah, in comparison to that, like as a single man who has intentions for a marriage, let alone a long-term relationship, right? I want something very serious. Mm-hmm. Presently, communication is a big part of it. When I meet folks, when I'm courting, dating, however you want to look at it, mm-hmm. I'm doing it with intentionality. Like I'll meet up. And my intention is like to talk.
Yeah.
To talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Not obsessively, but just like continue to find new spaces and new places to reach in communication with mm-hmm. this person. Because for me, that is the major indication of compatibility. Obviously, optics, like someone has to be attractive. And there's all these other things that are really important that are like, but I'm saying communication is kind of like the main way. I'm mainly dating communication styles. I'm like…
Okay. Yeah. But I think there's a difference also between conversation and communication. Because you can converse about the movie or the dinner you just saw or had. You know, I feel like communication is like something that gets activated with conflict. Or not necessarily, not all the time.
But fair
enough. But communication is when there needs to be some level of compromise or understanding versus… It's interpersonal versus like you two against the outside world.
Sure.
Observing something. And so opportunities for communication, I feel, how often do they come up for you in a dating person? How often, you know…
The conflicts?
Because so I feel like if you start to date someone, the first thing you're doing is like you're basically just recounting almost like your history or stuff like that.
Yes, I think true. Like… As far as like how will you deal in actual conflicts within a relationship, I think that's tough. I think that's a tough one. That's a tough one to kind of answer. I would say a lot of the conversations I'm talking about are like, how do you deal? What kind of historical trauma do you have that you're aware of? Those are the kinds of conversations I try to get to on dates. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I ask like, how do you deal with resentment where it shows up?
I see. That gives me pause.
Does
when
it?
You say that.
Okay.
Yeah. It gives me pause because I feel like someone could tell you how they deal with stuff, but you got to see them in action. They're talking the talk.
Sure.
You don't know until they walk the walk.
Right.
How they deal with conflict. You could say, I feel like people all the time can say, like, I deal with it this way. And they could be, what is it called? Bald face lying?
Right.
What does that even mean? It's a weird
phrase. They could say, like, I am actually really good at conflict resolution. I am very gentle. And then in reality, they're like, not that way.
That's why I think if you date someone, be prepared to be in it for 3 months, which is enough time for a conflict to occur.
Hmm.
And then it's how you go through that conflict together. Because if you have the ability to go through a conflict together in a reasonable way, you have a partner for life.
So how do you get to that level of communication though? Because what I'm saying is when you first meet, so 3 months is a long time. To me, it's a long time.
Couples counseling?
No. Oh, within 3 months?
No, not in 3 months.
That's what I'm saying. How do you get to that point? How do you get to the point? There's certain kinds of communication that make me feel like, okay, there's enough here. You know,
yeah.
If someone can sincerely talk about past mistakes, not from a place of self-deprecation or self-judgment, but just self-awareness.
Yeah.
That's important. Because I'm like, oh, okay. If you're self-aware about your past mistakes, there's a good chance you're going to be self-aware in the thick of it if we find ourselves. So we continue to progress and then we find ourselves in the thick of it. Because that's the thing. Accountability is sexy.
I was going to say self-awareness. Sexy as hell.
Yeah, self-awareness and accountability. I think they are, you know, it, like they work well together.
And
I think
it is. I think it's also like kind of shows vulnerability, it shows strength, right. all kinds of good stuff.
So in that same vein, a lack of account. So meaning like, when I hear people complaining about other people in their lives and there's no kind of like self-reflective aspect of it where it's like, this is the me in it as well, you know, then for me, that's potentially a red flag.
That's, of course, it's a red flag.
Yeah. But people, I'm thinking about
people
that,
people bitching about other people who wants to…
Well, you, in a relationship, you have to be some… You know, you want to be the space where your partner can come and talk to you about…
I know I was talking about my many-year relationship, but I'm also thinking in terms of like you're dating and meeting people. Because I think Jackie's directive was also kind of aimed at like communicating… In new relationships.
Right. So on that vein, right, of new relationships, I'm saying what makes it feel like, okay, a week, 2 weeks of seeing each other, a month of seeing each other, I want to continue to see. Like the beyond just the vibe being good, what kind of communication milestones do we think are really good and healthy? And I think one of them is, for me, that thing where they're just like, they can talk about their past, they can talk about the present, they're acknowledging where… There's room for growth, but also being able to say like, this thing sucked, that happened to me, or whatever it may be, you know, because the blame game has no winners, my friend.
So if you go on a date and someone is just bitching about their ex.
If your ex is even coming up, unless it's like super specific, like they, you know, your ex
be like
died
me.
On.
Don't bring up the ex until the second hour.
Well, how is the ex coming up? That's a good question, right? Because like we have exes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have them, you know what I mean? But it's like, how are they coming up? In what capacity? You know, because if you're still vibing…
I can't even remember how X came up with my current relationship, but it's almost like, it just feels like it comes up begrudgingly. That's how it comes up. Like, not right away, but begrudgingly at a certain point.
Yeah, I've actually…
Tell me about your relationship before this.
Right. But that can also be a space, I think, again, for like, wow. Like, I've courted folks before and like the way they talk about their past is like so reflective that I'm like, wow, like I can't even hold opinions about these people you're talking about because you haven't left any space for that. It's a beautiful thing. Like I don't find myself judging these people, but what I see in it is like your light. I'm seeing how strong you are. You know what I mean? Like that's how you dealt with that. Look at that. Look how classy that was. In my own mind, that's what I'm thinking.
Sure.
You know, and I appreciate them. So again, presumably… If we're in a conflict or we're in a struggle, I'm hoping that you'll bring that same kind of… But again, you never know, right? I mean, I think it's like one of those assuming best intentions with folks.
Okay. I think we're winding up. I want to take it back to what Jackie gave us to chew on. And I just want to say communication, it is important. But everyone's definition of communication is so very, very, very different. And so communication is important in a relationship. You have to start asking yourself, like, why is it important? What kinds of things do you want communicated? It starts with you. You got to figure out what you want.
Yes.
Because if you're communicating and not knowing, like, why you're doing it, which it happens a lot.
Absolutely.
So, and I feel lucky. I have some good communication.
Yes, indeed. Shout out to Jen.
Shout out to Jen.
Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely journey today. This is the least Virgo episode we've done, which I really love.
But, you know, we might do another episode right after this that's all about the Virgo. So
I dig it.
You never know.
You never know.
Until next time.
Until next time.